In November, the private equity giant, Blackstone Group Inc., announced a majority stake in Bumble's parent company, Magic Lab, at a valuation of $3 billion, and installed Wolf Herd as chief executive officer in place of its controversial founder, Russian billionaire, and tech entrepreneur, Audrey Andreev. In a statement, Wolf Herd said she would keep working toward our goal of recalibrating gender norms and empowering people, bringing Bumble's feminist mindset to the rest of the company. This is a pivotal moment for Wolf Herd. It's her chance to affect the lives and relationships of millions of people. Online dating is the most common way to find a romantic partner in the U.S., according to a 2019 survey by researchers at Stanford and the University of New Mexico. Almost 40% of heterosexual couples and 65% of same-sex ones now meet online. And the issues Bumble is tackling are endemic social ills. The Pew Research Center says that more than 40% of people in the U.S. have been harassed or threatened online. Women, especially those under 30, are more than twice as likely as men to receive sexually violent threats they find very upsetting. So far, no online platform has gotten a handle on this kind of abuse, though many, like Bumble, are trying. After months of reporting, it wasn't at all clear how Bumble was keeping women safer or leading to more equitable relationships. Wolf Herd and others talked a lot about how they were addressing these issues, but the company failed to provide tangible evidence that it was successful. Instead, Wolf Herd spoke in general terms. At one point, she said, "Our mission really, ultimately, is to stop misogyny." The idea that a dating app could eliminate something that's gone on for millenniums seems naive, as if Seamless were claiming that faster taco delivery could end world hunger.